Mark chapter 8. Please listen intently this morning. I've prayed since early this morning, in fact, throughout the week, of course, the Lord had helped me to listen and to apply. It's one thing to hear the message or hear the word, but to put it to practice, there sure is a big difference. And the word of God, the preaching, is to change our lives, and I hope it will in some way this morning for all of us. Begin reading in verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And then notice what he says. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Now listen to this. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We find here Jesus talking about exchanging, taking one thing for another. One of the important lessons that we find here in these verses, in the words of Jesus, is the sacrifice now principle. In other words, we sacrifice something now that we might enjoy something better later. I say this morning, I want to try and preach on no, you know, for now. No, for now. The implication of saying no for now is that if I sacrifice my desire or say no to what I want now, later on I'll get something better. And we think about that often. We think that what will happen later will be worth the sacrifice now. If you save for a new car, but today you want a pair of new shoes, if you say no to the shoes, it'll be worth it later when you get the car. Most people have to make that type of sacrifice. When you say no to something you really want to do today, that you might be able to do something you want to do more later, the sacrifice is worth it. No for now. But that's not what Jesus is saying. Now, that's implied. But what Jesus is saying is not that you have to really suffer now, and you have to do without now that you might be rewarded later. He is saying, if you'll listen to me, you'll get the good now and the best later. Because what he's asking us to give up, what he's asking us to say no to, isn't worth anything anyway. I say this morning, it's good to say no for now. It's implying that we choose to do the best thing that we'll be glad that we did it later. For instance, Jesus said no to the escape of the cross. He could have called 12,000 angels. He could have willed himself to be removed from the cross. He could have said, no, I am not doing it. That bunch ain't worth it. But he said no then, that we might benefit now. And that's what we want us to realize this morning. It says in verse 35, so for whosoever will save his life. That tells me that this principle is for everybody. Whosoever, not a chosen few, not a certain person, one for one and not for the other. This principle works for everybody. That means it works for you. And he says, for whosoever will save his life. What does that mean? That means we use our lives for ourselves. That we do what we desire now. that we use the time we have on this earth as we please. To save means to keep to ourselves, to not spend it, to not give it, to not sacrifice it, to use it as you want. In other words, he's talking about saying yes to what I want and yes to where I want to go and yes to what I want to do and yes to what I want to say. He says, if you save your life, you'll be glad that you did. You see, life is like a seed. You can't hold on to it and benefit from it. You must release that seed. You must give it away. Here. You cannot save the seed and have a crop. And our lives, the time we have here on earth, our strength, our ability, our intellect, our knowledge, all that we have in this life, we are to spend it for the Lord and not save it for ourselves. It's better to say no now that we might reap the benefit later on. And he also says, for whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's the same shall save him. He said the way to have life in this world is to not hold on to it, to not grasp it tightly, to not use it as you desire, but to give it to God, to give it away, to say no for now. In verse 36, it says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall, listen to what he says, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The whole world, he says, what shall it profit? It literally means to benefit. It means to make better. He says, what can you do? What can you gain? What can you get that'll make your life better, to make yourself benefited, to have an advantage? What can you get in this life to make you glad? And he said, you can get it all. You can gain the whole world and still have nothing. You lose what your life really is. The word gain means to win. It means to not lose. I tell you one thing, you're looking at somebody who hates to lose. I don't like to lose. It reminded me of this. I've had it in my file cabinet for years. October the 7th, 1916. You know why that's important right now? Because that's the greatest loss of college football in history. October the 7th, 1916, Georgia Tech and Cumberland were playing. I'll tell you right now, Cumberland lost. And the score was this: 0, Cumberland, 222, Georgia Tech. 222-0. I'm telling you, that was a loss. Cumberland didn't even get halfway across the football field. They never even reached the 50-yard line. And a lot of their plays, they didn't even get out of the red zone. That may not mean nothing to some of you, but I'm telling you, they lost big time. But Jesus said the biggest loss this universe has ever seen is someone who tries to live for themselves and lose their eternal soul and go to hell. He says it's better to say no now. And he says, my no is still good. You may be having to say no to the flesh, but I'll give you something now better than what your flesh can provide. It is better now, and it's best later on. Our sacrifice is, I don't get the shoes. I don't get my new shoes. I have to say no now to these shoes that I really want and maybe even need, because I want to have a car later on. And it is a full-fledged, if we will, sacrifice by saying no now. But Jesus says, I got something better than shoes right now. My will, my plan for your life is good now and better later on. No for now. And what does this mean? Well, I think this principle of know for now means that we should be saved soon. You see, he says, what if you gain the whole world? If you gain the whole world, in Matthew 4:8, he says, the devil showed him the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And when it says there in that verse, when Jesus said, she'll lose his life for my sake and the gospel, she'll save it. But then in verse 36, it says, she'll gain the whole world. He says, everything in this world. Can you imagine? Not just Bill Gates' billions. Not just the billions that Russia has. Not just the money of a few billionaires, but all the money in all the world, but not just finances, the glory, the power, the popularity, the influence. If you have it all, if you gain it every bit, and I believe he's suggesting also the health, to be able to enjoy it, humanly speaking. I'm telling you, if you had every dream you had fulfilled and way on beyond that, he said you would still be a loser. You would still be a loser. Notice what it says. I believe this principle applies. I believe it's true as far as redemption. In other words, he says, it's better to say no now that you might have something better later about being saved. The implication of the verses are, you live for yourself, you do as you please, you live for now, you try and have a good time, you try and enjoy life, you do what you love, you do what you desire, you do what excites you. You do whatever you can to help you to enjoy another day. In other words, he's talking about someone who just wants to have fun and live for fun, and that's it. And there's a lot of people like that. By the way, who of us isn't that way? I want to enjoy life. I want to have a good time. I want things to be pleasurable. But he says, if that is your life, you're about to lose your life. That's why he says in verse 34, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. What's he saying? Say no now. Say no for right now. And if you'll say no to that pleasure, and you'll say no to that having your will, if you'll say no to that selfish attitude, if you'll sacrifice it now, one day you'll be glad. One day it'll be worth it. I'm talking about this applies to redemption. This applies to our daily life. It also applies to recreation. I say again, there's so many who just want to have a good time. There's somebody right now beside a pond fishing, and they know they ought to be in church. There's somebody right now planning on going turkey hunting next Sunday or whenever it opens up. I just found out the other day it did. And they won't care one bit in the world about not going to church because they want to have fun. And that's why he said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. It means to disown. You know what that's saying? This isn't my life anyway. Who am I to control what I want to do with the life that God has given me? My time in this world is not my time. It's his time. This is his body. This is his world. This is his time. And it ought to belong to him, and it ought to be his will in our lives. This is true of recreation. It means to disown. This isn't mine. I'm not going to use it for myself. It means we do not seek for our own happiness. We seek for his will. Now, that may sound awful depressing to some people. In fact, the word no, it almost Does not it sound negative to you? There's not something in your mind think, I don't like that. Saying no to the banana pudding. Saying no to the fun day. Saying no to what I really want. That has a negative connotation that makes us feel bad. And he knows that. But he says, if you'll say no now to some things, I'll give you something better. By the way, could I remind you again? My no now, says Jesus, is still better than your yes. What I tell you to do now is better than anything you'll experience now and later. Hope you're getting that part. It is important. This principle of no now. Nope. Not going to do it now. Not going to say it now. Not going to go there now. Not going to do that. It deals with recreation. And also deals with relationships. One of the biggest problems, you probably hadn't noticed this. One of the biggest problems we have in this life, which by the way is what Jesus is talking about, our lives. One of the biggest problems we'll have is with people. People will cause you problems. Knowing how, learning how to deal with people. For instance, somebody really wants to get married, and they want to get married, here's the word, now. And there have been a whole lot of people who decided they wanted to get married now and wish they'd said no and waited till later because they married somebody that didn't turn out to be what they wanted. I hope you young people listen to that. There's something worse than being single all your life. That's being married to some scoundrel all your life. I see it on your faces. You identified with this sometimes, don't you? Yeah, but so now, no, may be a good thing. Dealing with people who you get married. What you say. Oh, it's easy to say something and then wish, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Wish I'd said no to those thoughts in my mind before it come out my mouth. I think back some of the dumb things I've said and I think, what in the world's wrong with you? Well, I said what I thought right then instead of waiting and said, no, not now. Some of the things we do with people. I'm talking about maybe somebody mistreats you and you want to strike back. That's natural, but it's wrong. And say no to that revenge and no to that anger and no to that return is a good thing and it's a worthwhile thing. And that's why Romans 12:19 says, dearly beloved, avenge not your own selves. In other words, say no to that anger. Say no to that revenge. But rather give place in the wrath where it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. He says, if you'll just say no to that anger, if you'll just say no to that revenge and give me some time, I'll take care of it. And you'll be glad you said no when you said no. So this principle of no now deals with relationships. It also deals with riches. I mean, listen to how he words his phrase, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Again, he's talking about gaining the whole world. And I thought about how riches and things and money are so controlling of our lives. So many times people didn't say no about making the purchase or making the deal, and they ended up bankrupt because of it. So many times we need to learn how to say no. And the thing about it is, when we say yes and go ahead and buy it, go ahead and do it, go ahead and make the deal, it doesn't satisfy us anyway. You ever bought a new car? And it won't be a week when the newness is starting to wear off, you'll see somebody riding down the highway thinking, man, I wish I had that car. You're sitting in a new one. It, nothing satisfies. Riches do not satisfy. And he is saying, I want you to learn how to say no now, that you might get something better later on. Say no to the riches. Say no to the finances. Say no to the power that it provides. One of the happiest people in this world is a person who's willing to give. Not take, not get, not receive, not hoard, but to give. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than receive. You know what he's saying? It's not getting that's going to make you happy. So he's saying, learn how to say no now that you might benefit later. And then let me finish this thought. This principle of no now also deals, as I've said already, it deals with redemption. If we live for now, if we don't say no to some things now, we'll miss heaven. It's one thing to live our lives as we please and suffer the consequences. Buy something we didn't need and it makes it harder to pay the bills. Say something we didn't mean or shouldn't have said and we have to suffer the consequences. Go somewhere we shouldn't have gone and we have to suffer the consequences. But when you're talking about your eternal soul, when you're talking about the part of you that lives forever, it brings into a whole different realm. And that's why he said in verse 37, for what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Again, the word exchange means to trade, to give what you have for something else. I have made some very dumb trades in my life. Seems like I'm always on the worst end of deals. But I have made a couple of good trades. And I was on the best end of the deal. It means exchange one thing, give what you have that you might get something else. And sometimes you say, I'm so glad that I did. And sometimes you think, why in the world did I do such a dumb thing? Well, what the Lord says here is you give your soul, your eternal soul, for yourself and live as you please and refuse to get saved and go to hell. He said, that's unwise. That's foolish. He says, exchange for his soul. That's the real us. The eternal part of us. The part that never dies. And he says, there's people who give their eternal soul that will never die, never end, for a little pleasure that'll be gone before the sun goes down. And he says, that kind of exchange is unwise. There are times we need to say no for now that we might reap the benefits later on. To say no to self now. To say no to sin now that we might reap the benefits later. Again, he said, if you get the entire world, all of it, everything, if everybody loves you, if you got no problems, if you need for nothing, you still have the bad end of the deal. Oh, listen, Matthew 16:25, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. I beat around all the edges of this message. I'll try and summarize it like this. We have to decide if we want what we want now enough to where we pay later. Are we willing to want what we want later to pay now? You understand that? To say no now. No to the shoes. No to the pleasure. No to going there. No to myself. No to what I want. Because what I do today, the results will come. I will reap what I sow, and so will you. And he said, whosoever lives for now with little thought of later is unwise. I say to you as a lost person, what is it in this world worth going to hell for? I'll tell you what Jesus said. He said, everything in the world isn't worth going to hell for. And I guarantee you, none of us are anywhere close to getting everything in this world. So that tells me whatever you have is not worth going to hell for. Whatever excuse you give to not get saved today is not sufficient for going to hell. Not reasonable to go to hell. No matter what excuse. But we who are saved, we ought to be living not for now, but for later when we stand before him. We should be saying no now to some of the stuff we so easily give into. But could I remind you again, the no he asked us to say now is still better than what the world has to offer. It's still better than anything we can dream up. His no now is still better than the world's yes. I hope you get that. Nobody likes to say no. Nobody likes to sacrifice their desire. Nobody likes to be under the control of something or someone else. But he said, if you'll give your life to me, I'll give you something best now and better later. That's all I can say. I hope you get it. Let's stand together.